As you write your life story, you're far from finished. Are you looking to close the book on your job? Maybe turn a page in your career? Be continued at the Georgetown University School of Continuing Studies. Our professional master's degrees and certificates are designed to meet you where you are and take you where you want to go. At Georgetown SCS, the learning never stops, and neither do you. Write your next chapter. Be continued at scs.georgetown.edu/podcast.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
And I'm Jess, and you're listening to the Food Heaven Podcast,
your online resource for inclusive and accessible wellness. Hey everyone, welcome to part 95 of the Burnout series. Just kidding. We have been doing this Burnout series. It was four parts, but we've been adding addendums because there's just so much to cover. And a lot of you have actually been DMing us saying that burnout has been affecting your food choices. Burnout has been affecting what you make in the kitchen. Burnout has been affecting your eating pattern. So we're like, okay, it would be pretty cool to actually do an episode on the intersection of burnout and nutrition.
This episode is for you if you are feeling burnt out in the kitchen. So you don't know what to eat. Nothing sounds good. You are tired. You are, you know, waiting until you get hangry to think about what you need to have next. And you just don't feel like cooking. We're going to talk about our favorite burnout meals, the things that have saved us throughout our experience with burnout. And these are all very specific things that we like to have on hand that take minutes to make. I'm also going to go into the number one thing that I like to have every morning for breakfast that makes it so I don't have to think about getting a breakfast in. It's effortless and it helps me just stay fueled throughout the day so that I can make more nourishing decisions. I'm also going to give you the number one tip that my mom gave me years ago to help make planning your meals throughout the week effortless.
And before we jump in, we want to announce a giveaway. It's very exciting. We haven't done a giveaway in a minute.
Yes.
I think the last giveaway, what was it? It was a Vitamix, I think, right?
It was a Vitamix. Yeah, that was like a couple years ago. So I feel like we're long overdue for a giveaway. And we've been trying to brainstorm what would be exciting, and we think an air fryer is the hot thing right now. It's funny.
That's the hot ticket.
It's a hot ticket. It's funny because like we get a lot of stuff sent from brands. And if you listen to this podcast, well, on the one hand, yes, we are grateful to get all this stuff sent. And it's like, can be cool, especially if it's like, oh, I want to try this popcorn. On the other hand, it can create a lot of clutter in your house. And so I kind of just give everything away. And I didn't realize I was sent a air fryer and I accidentally gave it to my neighbor because I was like, oh, like come and take whatever you want. But like it was kind of packaged in a way that I couldn't really tell what it was. And then later, like, I'm like, oh, wait, did I just give away my air fryer? But it's like, I can't take it back. So,
So you don't have an
air fryer. I don't have an air fryer, but I see a lot of people on Instagram. It's like the hot thing. So I feel like you guys should have one.
I mean, honestly, similarly to you, I was sent an air fryer and I don't know, I just associated like air frying with kind of like diety type whatever because I like fat in my food. So I was like, why would I want to try to like, you know, fake fry it? But then, so my partner has an air fryer. He swears by it. So I gave mine away, but then I started using his and I was like, oh my God, why did I give my air fryer away? Right. And the cool thing that I like, it's not even like I don't mind, you know, frying food, whatever, on occasion. It's not like I'm frying food all the time, but I like that it's not messy because, you know, when you fry food, there's like oil splatter everywhere. And like the cool thing about an air fryer is that you get like a very similar texture to like when you fry your food, but you're not using all this oil. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, I'm saving money and you don't have to do all this cleanup afterwards. So now I'm kind of hooked and I'm like, damn, I need to buy air fryer.
I do too.
And I try to buy back the one that I gave away. And yeah, my partner's like, please don't, because I gave it to his friend.
Oh no. Yeah, you can't like give and take back. But I don't have one. However, I see everybody, a lot of our like friends online who have cooking platforms, like I'll see them use it, like Fitman Cook all the time and like a cozy kitchen. And I'm just like, oh my God, this looks like, it just looks so nice and crispy. That's the thing. Cause I actually don't like fried food. It just doesn't, I don't know. I just don't like the way I feel. I don't even love the taste, but I like crispy food. So I feel like it's really,
you would love
I would love an air fryer. So I'm going to get one, but first we're going to give one to you guys. And here's how you're going to enter. So we are trying to just spread the word about our podcast to continue the momentum and the growth. And we can only do that with the help of y'all. And by the way, I think the reason why we have been growing steadily over the years, and especially recently, is because you guys are sharing the episodes and downloading the episodes and leaving the reviews. So we want to thank you so much for doing that. And also, we want to just keep the momentum going. So how you enter this giveaway is, we want you to take a screenshot of the episode. It can be wherever you're listening, whether that's Spotify or Apple, or if you're an Android person, we won't hold it against you. And no, I'm just kidding. Or your Android device, screenshot it, tag us, and just put a quick note on, you know, why you like the podcast, or that, you know, you love this burnout episode, you love the burnout series. So that way we know it's related to these episodes and you are entering to win the air fryer.
And we're giving away a few of them, right?
I mean, should we?
Am I overstepping?
You might be overstepping, but let me just Google the cost.
I think it's like $100.
Okay, we'll give away a few. I think we're in a place where we can give away 3 air fryers. And that means that you have a good chance of winning. So all you got to do again is screenshot your favorite episode from the burnout series. It could be this one or any burnout episode. Tag us and just mention why you like the series, or one tip for burnout, or just really anything that kind of relates to what we're talking about. And you will be entered to win. And we will send the winner a DM and we'll send it straight from Amazon.
This podcast episode is not sponsored by
Amazon. No, they're not. However, I do have 11 million Amazon boxes in my background. If you were watching this in IRL, I bought way too many draperies and those things are super heavy and I'm not using any of them. So
yeah. I know. Justin and I share an Amazon account and I'm like, what is going on over there? It's like the drapery clips, the hooks. I'm like, she going through a crisis right now?
Yeah, no, it's just because like we got some and I'm not loving them. But I will say with Amazon, I was looking the other day. I was like, how much money do we spend on Amazon? And mind you though, like a lot of this is to furnish our Airbnbs and whatever. But I looked, because you can export it. Guess how much money me and you spent in the last year on Amazon? This year.
How much?
Just take a guess.
Oh God. I'm scared.
Yeah, any number.
I don't know.
Any number, girl.
Okay, $20,000?
Girl, more. It was like $28,000 on Amazon.
Really?
Mind you, y'all, a lot of this is return. That's why it's so stressful.
But does it take into account the returns? Because I returned a lot.
It probably does, to be honest.
Oh, really?
I think so. Huh. Yeah, because it's like, your total, I think it was like plus minus. Yeah. Then I was like, I'm curious how much money I've spent on Amazon in general. So then I tried to go back. This is what I do in my spare time. This is why I don't get anything done. I went back to like 2000 and whatever, like 15, 14 when we first got the account. And I tried to see how much we spent the whole time. And girl, the system basically like broke. It was like, I'm sorry, we can't compute. Can't compute this number. I was like, what? I tried twice and they just like, it was just taking forever. And anyways, it's probably hundreds of thousands of dollars. Easily.
Oh my God. Not good.
Not good. Okay.
Not so good. Anyway, so for today. So how does burnout affect your eating, Jess?
You know, burnout affects my eating where I'm not excited about any meals or food. Everything becomes like blah. And I don't really do the meal prep that I had been doing before pandemic burnout. So that's like kind of the number one thing. And also nothing is taste is good when I'm burnt out and not excited. Like, not only do I not have the energy to make anything, it's also just like, eh, what do you want for dinner? Eh, it all kind of sounds like boring. Mm-hmm. What about you?
Yep. Same. Literally same. I'm not excited. And especially because for me, a lot of my work involves cooking, like with recipe development. And so yeah. when I'm burned out, especially with work, it's like I make all this food and I don't even want to eat it at the end. Just like lack of excitement, lack of motivation. Don't even want to like eat, like literally eat, even if I'm hungry. It's just like I'm feeling just very blah across the board. But then it backfires because then I start getting headaches yep. and I start getting hangry. And then I'm like, you know, and then, yeah. So it just becomes like this never ending circle. And so having some planning in place is really important.
Yeah.
When this stuff comes up.
So important. I will say the one thing that I do, regardless, I don't care if it's Armageddon. Like, I'm having my smoothie in the morning.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I actually just had one this morning. It's good because, you know, it doesn't require as much effort to digest. Mm-hmm. You're not eating. You just literally throw stuff in a blender. I do like the smoothie idea.
Yeah, and I keep it pretty consistent. However, I will switch out different things. So, for example, I always have a frozen fruit. Usually just mixed berries. That's very simple. But sometimes I'm like, oh, I want some cherries or I want some mango. And so maybe I'll, you know, go to Costco and buy like a big bag of each of those. And each week I'll just switch it up. And then I might switch out the protein. Like, usually I'll have Greek yogurt, but we've had some different protein sponsors who will send us some powdered protein and I'll use that as well. Yeah. So it's just kind of like having a solid base and just like kind of switching it out to keep it exciting. But I'm not doing completely new recipes every week like I used to, because it's just too much thought and money.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, the frozen meals are super helpful too. So I have a bunch of like frozen meals around so that it's like I just pop them in the oven. I also have a lot of snacks around too. So like if I don't feel like eating a full meal, I'll have like these little date balls that I make with oatmeal and almonds, or I'll have like mixed nuts, trail mix.
Yeah. Same. So the bottom line is really that your meals don't have to be fancy and exhausting if you're feeling burnt out. Like, we're going to give you some tips to still make your meals flavorful and nutritious enough without feeling like you have to burn yourself out even more by doing extensive cooking and planning when you're feeling burnt out.
This week's podcast episode is supported by Lexus. Yes, you have probably heard of them before. They are the luxury car brand, and I've loved their cars for forever. But my favorite thing about them is that they never stop innovating. The Lexus RX is the best-selling luxury crossover of all time and the best-selling luxury vehicle every year since it was first introduced. Lexus has never mistaken being ahead with being at the finish line. So they've reimagined every aspect of the RX. The thoroughly redesigned 2023 RX features heart-pounding design, intelligent technology, and courageous performance. Model 2023 RX has a ton of new features that allow you and your car to work together, like they have their first ever RX 500h F-Sport Performance Hybrid that ups the ante on RX performance. One of my favorite features is that they have this highly intuitive Lexus interface with the all-new cloud-based navigation, which helps to provide up-to-date navigation and real-time route information. This has been a game changer for navigating New York City traffic, which is a hot mess. I also love that they have a pre-collision system that allows the car to slow down when it detects a pedestrian in its path, which again is so necessary in New York where people are literally just crossing the street with no regard to cars. The car is also stunning. You can feel the luxury from the inside out. Just like the RX, its drivers are people who don't rest on their laurels and are always striving to up their game. The Lexus RX is the perfect vehicle for people who want to venture beyond the expected route and never lose their edge. Never lose your edge with the all-new Lexus RX. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
I have noticed with my clients that many of them have gone through a phase of also not being excited about eating, not being excited about cooking. And one of the dietitians who works with me, Sarah Curry, she's amazing. She created this survival meals guide. Sarah, I hope it's okay that I mentioned this on the podcast, but where she has like just this list of like 30 meals that are so basic that anyone can do that don't require any prep, so that when you're feeling like, whether it's the pandemic or depression or burnout, like, you can have something to nourish yourself with. So I can read some examples of them. Canned soup with crackers or toast, toast with eggs. You could do rice. She put from a pouch, a hunk of miso, water, add frozen peas and broccoli and microwave that. And you can add, you know, anything else to it as well. Maybe tofu or chicken, rice, fried egg, soy sauce. Like, these are so basic for when you have nothing to give in the kitchen. Ravioli, tortellini. One of my favorites, a quesadilla. She put cheese and pre-made chicken slices with salsa, frozen breaded chicken cutlets and frozen fries, baby carrots, spinach, and artichoke dip. This is a mixture of meals and snacks, because I know that sometimes when people are not in the mood to do full on meals, like, I will often recommend that you try to do like 5 or 6 snacks a day, just so you're trying to meet your nutrition needs without burning yourself out. So those are a few. Do you have any ideas, Wendy?
Yeah, I have several, but just want people to keep in mind that, because I know like some of these don't sound like super thrilling, like canned soup, but you know, the goal really, like, because I think it could be very all or nothing for folks, like, especially if your norm is to like eat meals that you're excited about. It could be like, well, if it's not that, then I'm just not going to eat at all, or I'm going to skip a few meals. And it is really important to eat consistently, even if you're not excited. And so something like a canned soup, if that's what's going to nourish you and get you to the next meal, then that's totally fine. But just want to also put out that, like, we do recommend eating a minimum of 3 meals per day. And like just said, like, if that's not really your thing, or you find it hard to digest like those larger meals for whatever reason, then you can have like heartier snacks, or you can have like smaller meals that are spread out throughout the day, just so that you make sure that you're getting the energy that your body needs to like function. And also, I want to note that like a lot of mental health stuff has come up for people during the pandemic, and that can also have a, I feel like there's just so many different factors, especially during the pandemic, that can impact your relationship to food. Like, that's something that I've experienced too, where like, I'm just not feeling motivated, or like, I'm feeling anxious or whatever. And so, you know, that's why it's like, it's important to just keep that in mind, and at the bare minimum, like, eat something. Yeah. And in terms of like meal ideas, as always, like, we like to reference like the My Plate method, and that can look like really, really simple. And with the MyPlate method, for those of you not familiar, we mean like protein, carbs, and fat, and then some fiber. So like, maybe you do like a can of tuna and you put some mayo in there for fat and flavor, and then you toss that with like a can of chickpeas and those like mixed greens or something. And you could have that with like toast, or the quesadilla that Jess mentioned. That's one of my favorites. And like, having that with avocado. Smoothie is like one of the easiest things, because you literally just throw a bunch of stuff in the blender and you drink it. And with that, like, you can also keep in mind the food groups. So like, you could do yogurt for protein and fat. You could do fruit for carbs. You can throw in greens in there too, if you're into that. So just keeping that in mind too, that you want to try to hit those different food groups with whatever meals it is that you're going to have.
Yeah, 100%. Because that's just going to help you feel better. Like, if, especially if you're someone who is experiencing like low energy or even anxiety, skipping meals is probably just going to make it worse, because your blood sugar is going to crash, and that might affect your mood. So you, even if you're not hungry, like, let's say you go periods where it's like, I could, you know, not get hungry all day, we recommend that you still make sure to eat something, because your body still needs fuel, even though maybe because of other stuff going on, your hunger signals are a little bit muted. So keep that in mind. Another thing that I love to do is have themed meal nights.
Ooh,
I probably mentioned that. Yeah, this is like saves the day, and it saves my relationship. So,
oh, wow.
So it's like, yeah, it just makes it so easy if it's like, You guys know, I mention this all the time, like pizza Sundays. We've been doing that for like going on 2 years now. And it's so easy because I think my husband is very consistent. So it's like, if there's a thing and a theme, like he will do it. He's very routine. That's the word, routine based. So it's like the pizza, he rolls the crust, he puts the sauce and the cheese and puts it in the oven. And then I just like make a veggie or something to go with it. That's every Sunday. Every Saturday, we try to do tacos. And then we just buy different stuff to go with it. The noodles is another one, like having the noodles, I don't know, every Thursday, changing up the veggies. That makes it so easy because then you already have like these kind of staples, right? That you can buy in bulk. And then every week, all I'm really doing is like buying different fruit and veggies. So that's another way to go about it. Not saying you have to be super rigid and every day has to be a theme, but if you're super burnt out and you still want some meals that taste halfway decent, then this is a really great method to do at least like a couple of days a week, some kind of theme.
I love that. I think especially for the winter too, like it could be a stew or a soup night, or in the summer, it could be like a hearty salad night, or yeah, I feel like there's so many cool ideas that you can incorporate into that concept.
And you don't have to think about anything because it's like, oh, it's an automatic for people who are good with routine, or you're cooking with someone else. And, you know, you can balance out like the routine person with the creative person where you can bring both things together. And so it's not falling all on one person to do everything.
I love it. That sounds great. Also, I think for some people, like they might have digestive issues, especially if there's like anxiety going on or like stress, or you might already have like pre-existing issues with digestion. And so in that case, I think going for foods that are easier to digest. So like stews, I think, are really comforting, and you can blend the ingredients to like thicken it up so that you're not like chewing that much. A lot of like brothy noodle soups are very comforting and easy on the stomach. Smoothies, like I said, those are also like just a super easy way to get those different nutrients in, but also it's not like all this work to digest. You know, I know for, especially for people who eat more plant-based, like a lot of beans, like lentils, chickpeas, like those foods can be uncomfortable for some, especially if they're like, they don't incorporate them consistently, like you might get bloated or gassy. And so pureeing them might be helpful because it helps to break down the fiber and you're still getting like a hearty dose of protein. And also like, if you do decide that you want to make smoothies, or even that you want to make like a soup or whatever, just again, like keeping in mind those nutrients, like make sure that you incorporate like a yogurt or protein powder into your smoothie, or make sure that you're adding like blended beans, or if you want to do like ground meat, because that's a little more tender and easier to digest, so that you're getting your protein in that way. And that goes for all nutrients too. Like if you don't have enough carbs, or you're not like really incorporating it into the meal, you can decide to like blend potatoes or butternut squash so that you're getting that food group in too. So just kind of like keeping that in mind.
Yeah. And I would say kind of the last recommendation I have is don't be afraid to get help for your meals. Like you don't have to do everything from scratch. There was a point in the pandemic where I just did frozen meals seriously for every meal and a smoothie for breakfast. And that's fine because it's most important to eat something, like not to be what you consider to be perfect with it. Like I always love the quote from Rebecca Scritchfield. It's like, I forget what the exact quote is, but something about making decisions around food that are good enough, not that are, you know, perfect. So if you live with a loved one, you can be honest about how you're feeling and ask them for support in the kitchen so that you're not having to do everything. Cause I know that that can be a lot for so many people, especially women. And if you live alone, then get assistance by considering canned foods, frozen foods, or packaged meals. And like I mentioned, I'm a big fan of the meal delivery kits where they send you the meal and then you just make it and it's delicious. So don't feel like you have to do everything from scratch and like go to the farmer's market and make this feast every meal, because that's like ridiculous if you're feeling burnt out.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, I think those are great tips. On that note, we are going to end it there. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope that this was helpful. In the show notes, we will link an article that lays all this out in detail and provides more meal ideas for those of you that are exhausted, you're not excited, you're kind of stuck when it comes to like what to eat. So we'll link that and we will catch you next time.
Thanks so much for listening to another episode of the Food Heaven Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to connect with us online. We're most active on the gram at Food Heaven, but we're also on Facebook and Twitter at Food Heaven Show. If you like this podcast, make sure to rate, review, subscribe, and share with a friend.
Yep, our podcast is released every Wednesday, and each week we take a deep dive into topics like health at every size, food and culture, intuitive eating, mental health, and body acceptance. If you're looking for a sustainable and inclusive path to wellness, come hang out with us to learn how to take care of yourself from the inside out. We'll catch you next time.
Bye. Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.